Hey everyone and welcome. Oh my, that was really loud. I'm sorry. Hey everyone and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where that was even louder. I don't know why I did that. This is the podcast where, man, this is loud. Sorry, I should have adjusted this all before. Now, does that sound loud or is that messed up?
I think it's fine.
Okay, Heather says it's fine. So, this is the podcast where we strive to talk about things positively, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. So that's why every Wednesday, or almost every Wednesday, Heather and I strive to put out a podcast where we spend time talking about our positive things that are happening in our weeks. We talk about our wins. And that's why this podcast is called Wednesday. So, so that's what we're going to do. Again, we're keeping that covenant with you guys. We are striving to make sure we are always putting out an episode. So, this is Tuesday during the day, 11 o'clock, and we are, recording our podcast so that we can make sure we keep our promise to you. Okay. So Heather, what are some wins that happened last week since we got to catch up last week?
Well, I've already forgotten last week, so I'm going to talk about yesterday. Wins. Hot honey dip from Aldi.
Yes. Wow.
I'm going back today and getting more.
Wow. That if you had lived near an Aldi, you need to go buy some. I came home and she had... By the way, Aldi is awesome. We had never been, like, gotten into Aldi because we've lived out in the middle of nowheres for a while. But now that we live in the middle of somewhere and there's stuff all around us, Heather has been balling at Aldi.
I feel like Aldi is the one place that you can shop at and stay on a projected budget.
I saw your budget yesterday.
For the most part.
Yeah. But still, you got a lot of food for a whole week and extra snacks for our neighborhood kids. That, I mean, like, do kids not eat? Like, they come, we have these little kids that is awesome. I love that that is a goal that Heather and I now have, is we always want to be the house where the kids come and hang out at. Nobody ever comes in the house. That's a rule. They don't come in. They don't go in other people's houses. But we have a cool playground and a really awesome backyard. And so Josie and her little friend yesterday just sat in this little playhouse in this playground thing. And of course, our daughters being the great hostesses following after their mother that they are, they're like, oh, would you like any snacks? And these friends are like, yes, bring me your entire pantry. And so our kids would just come in and take out, like, she had the whole box of gummies. And they just went to town. Like, they just come over to our house now, I think, just to eat. And then, like, they're like, now they're like, do you have any yogurt? And we're like, just like, okay, I'll go get yogurt. So we have become the snack pantry house. Yeah. Where kids just come over to eat snacks.
And get waters. And
yeah.
I make my kids drink out of a water bottle.
Yeah.
I mean, I got rid of, like, all of our cups. Yeah. Like, we have very few cups in our house, unless they're, like, a glass. And so these kids are all like, I'm thirsty. Can we have some water? And I'm like, don't you kids carry water bottles? Y'all are roaming this neighborhood. I feel like y'all need to, like, be hydrated and carry little water bottles on your little scooters. But no, they don't. And I don't have any cups. And then they leave the cups, like, all over the yard. And I have to go and, like, find them. And I'm like, you guys, the cups are dirty. I can't give you any water.
Yeah. And they wonder why there's so many, like, bees and wasps in the playground. When it's like, you left gummies. You left vanilla wafers. You left goldfish. You left water. You left all these things. To create an awesome habitat for any animal to live in. So yeah.
I saw the squirrel this morning carrying something.
An orange?
I don't know what it didn't look like an orange. It was something carrying it off.
So Aldi is helping us stay on budget while still providing snacks for all the neighborhood kids. that was all. But yeah.
But so Aldi has this back wall of dips. Yeah. It's like, here's your guacamole, your salsa, your hummus, your tzatziki dip. And then you've got these, like, I don't know what it is. Like, the month of May has been themed at Aldi of dill pickle flavored everything. Mm. So there's dill pickle flavored chips, popcorn, dip, I don't know, several other things that we noticed were dill pickle flavored. And I'm like, what is up with this? Everything is dill pickle right now in this store. So yeah, they have a whole bunch of dips. And I walked by the hot honey dip like four times. Yeah. And I was like, Georgia, grab that. We're gonna have that. And we have almost eaten the whole thing in one day. So it's
really good.
I'm gonna go get some more.
It's cream cheese, sour cream, honey. Honey, something else.
Red
honey,
pepper flakes.
Red pepper flakes. It's awesome. It's like
the most amazing thing. It's like cold queso.
It's yeah. It's like
with like cream a sweet
cheesy,
hint.
Cream cheesy honeyed red chili.
It was good with carrots today.
Yeah, but it was delicious. So Aldi is awesome. What other wins do you have?
The last week of school.
That's a good win.
Yeah, Josie graduates from preschool on Thursday.
Yeah, and I was just asked if we could live stream that, and I was like, absolutely, would love to live stream little kids singing songs.
It's the cutest thing in the world.
What will happen? Yeah, so we're gonna be doing that. That'll be fun, and we'll get to have that memory.
Yep.
Recorded.
Yep, that would be wonderful. I'm going to be crying.
And then Monday night is the childcare pre-K graduation. So we'll also be recording that.
Wait.
Next Monday.
Oh.
Is the childcare's pre-K graduation.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be cool too. But yeah, wins for me lately is Heather and I have started a new hobby. And that hobby is to go look at houses.
It's not a good hobby.
It's fun. We're not buying any of them. We just like to go look at them. But it's cool to see all the different, like, we go to a lot of the new builds and old builds. And
really old builds.
Yeah. We went to one the other day that was built in 1890.
It's like a hobbit house.
It was interesting. It had 4 acres, which was cool. But, yeah, old is pretty. As long as I'm not living in it.
The kitchen was really cute, though.
Yeah. And, but the rooms were not made for guys 6'3". The upstairs was definitely not made. I mean, my head was like scraping the top. So it was fun to go look at. Had a lot of cool history, I'm sure. But then we went to another house that was like, this is priced really high. But you walked in and it was like, oh, no. That is very interesting. People don't take care of houses.
It was disgusting.
Yeah.
It was so gross.
It looked like they hadn't left the air on for a really long time.
It smelled so bad.
It was had been unoccupied for a year. And this is a nice neighborhood with HOA fees. And their tenants left like a year ago and they put the house on the market and it has not sold. And there's like mold growing. It's just really
the
stale, gross
was
air.
Overgrown,
yeah,
tremendously.
That's sad that the housing market.
The floor was awful.
I firmly believe because the housing market was so crazy a couple of years ago, and people took they don't really care about the communities or anything like that. So, yeah, that's why we look at new builds because you walk into a new build
and they
that
smell wonderful,
is awesome.
I love fresh paint.
Yeah, can't afford them, but they are really fun to walk around and just see how different floor plans are, and hopefully in the future that will maybe be something in our cards. But we enjoy the neighborhood we have right now, but it's also fun to just do that.
Yep.
And yeah.
And deciding what kind of layout do we want.
Yeah.
Do we want some separation of kitchen to living room?
Yeah.
Do we want open concept again? Right now, we're in open concept. We've been in open concept before.
Yeah.
And it makes it feel like it gets cluttered easier.
Yeah.
If it's open, because everything accumulates in open areas of stuff like your counter.
Yeah.
Your kitchen table.
I just want to be like, you know, I think we're to the point where it's like, okay, we have an awesome church family. This is a wonderful community. One day we want to just, we want to look back 25 years from now and say, man, this house has been awesome. And find that house that we can spend the however many years the Lord will bless us here. So that's why we're trying to be patient and take our time and see what the housing market does. That has been, so it's been fun just to get to drive around and see different houses in different areas. And all the while still trying to do everything that we're doing. Another thing, I've been having a men's Bible study on Thursday nights, and it's been really fruitful in my life. Really enjoyed it. It's been a good study on leading like the Lord. And I truly appreciated that book. It's a book by Kirk Brothers, and it's been a really awesome study. Lots of good conversation discussions, and that has been wonderful. What did we do this past weekend? Oh, this past Saturday was wild.
I don't even remember this weekend.
So this past Saturday was men's breakfast, which I love doing. So I get up at like 4:50 that morning. I had donuts ordered from a really, would you say fancy donut place? They're fried croissant. Pretty
hipster.
Yeah, hipster. It's called Parlor Donuts. And it's so day before, I called and made an order for pickup at like 6:30.
But it's not a donut. It's a croissant.
It's a fried. It's a fried croissant with toppings, glaze.
But they call it a donut.
Yeah.
But Shipley's will always reign supreme.
Yeah, and I also got some Shipley's donuts too. I got 2 dozen of those and 3 dozen Parlor Donuts. And then I got the meats to go with it. So we got bacon and sausage. And so I go up to the church building early, cook the bacon and sausage. And then I have some other guys will sometimes come and help me get the coffee going, get the tables put out, help me with the bacon and the sausage and all the cleaning and stuff. So very thankful for that. So then I went to run to go get the donuts, and then had our men's breakfast from 7 to 8-ish. And then after that, came home, relaxed for a little bit. Then we drove to a visitation. And then after that, we had Mother's Night Out.
That was this weekend.
Yeah, us dads.
I've already forgotten.
Us dads watched the kiddos for 2.5 hours while the moms got to go and have a Mexican restaurant meal with each other and got to hang out and talk and be moms without kiddos interrupting their conversations. So, yeah, it was fun. Little kids are a lot, but we enjoyed it. And it was good. And then Sunday was Mother's Day. And we got to go to a really cool restaurant, Dock 17, which...
Oh, yeah, it was Mother's Day. See, I'd already forgotten about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
The girls made me an iced coffee.
Yeah.
And brought it to me.
It was funny that morning. So, technically, I'd already done 100 Mother's Day gifts for Heather. So, she said it. And, oh, yeah, we did our family photos.
Oh, that's right. We did.
She wanted family photos done. So, being... Since Heather is the professional photographer she is, we just took a tripod, and instead of paying people to do our photos, she just does them via 10-second timers and other stuff. So, saves us.
But the cutest thing about those photos was letting Josie and Georgia take some photos. And Josie was so cute.
Yeah.
She was like, it's so heavy.
Yeah.
And she... Seeing her try to work the camera and like find the button was so cute.
So they each took photos of Heather and I posing. And then Mother's Day happened, and the girls were like, got up earlier than normal. And I heard some like whispering and stuff. And then I find out like they're outside getting stuff out of the car that they had stashed and making her a chocolate milk, or as they, it really was not chocolate milk, but it looked like it, in this like cup that Josie's been saving.
Georgia's
been saving. It's kind of gross because they didn't pre-wash it, but they were like forcing Heather to drink it. And so it's funny. But yeah, they were just being, they were showing their love and appreciation to their mother, which was fun.
It was pretty cute.
So then Mother's Day happened. We got to go to a cool restaurant. The girls didn't quite like the restaurant. it was all right.
Our girls just want to order bacon.
Yes. And people just don't give enough bacon.
They were like, can I just get bacon?
Yeah.
And everywhere we go, all Josie asks for is, can I have bacon and some fruit? And they're like, what?
Yeah. And Georgia ordered the French toast and they brought one piece of bacon. She goes, where's the bacon? We're like, it's right there. She goes, this is one piece. They didn't give me any bacon. And we're like, well, they gave you one piece. And she was like, okay.
We have carnivore children.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay, so.
This week is wild.
Yeah, also. And then this week we have stuff. There's graduations happening, preschool graduations, baccalaureate, Pokefest is happening. There's a lot. What is this weekend? Oh, then there's the Saturday is the leadership retreat that we're going to.
Oh, yeah, I'm teaching.
Yeah. So, Heather gets to teach some of the wives that will be there. Oh, man, I'm tired. But I'm excited. It's going to be a great week. And I'm only doing one lesson this Sunday, so that's easier. We're having our singing night a week early, which is cool. Because next week is VBS Excite Night pep rally, and then the week after the VBS will start. Yeah. So,
and we're
leaving to go to whatchamacallit. Oh, we won't be here for VBS Excite Night,
but we're still involved at VBS.
Whoops. Yeah, we won't be here for the pep rally part. But that's okay. So yeah, and then we're doing a going away party for a family June 1st. So, yeah, I'm actually updating Heather on all the calendar events during this podcast, too. but, yeah, May has been a wild month.
I think this is the first year that I have used my calendar on my phone and not a paper planner. And it's been awesome. I hate it.
Yeah.
I will put most of
my things in there. And Heather will sometimes forget her stuff.
But I don't put it in the Jones one because, like, our whole family is in that. And yeah. I just...
Just create another one and share it with me.
How do you create another one? And I don't know
Google, how do you create another one?
I don't know how to do these things.
That's what Google's for. That's what I use it for. But, yeah. So, we have a question we've been talking about. What do you like better? Open floor plan homes or no, not open floor plan. Well,
open concept.
Like, do you want your kitchen to be seen or not be seen?
We've looked at
a couple of them and we've talked about it because it is kind of cool. Like, we've noticed a lot of new builds are going back to that like galley kitchen style to where it's a little closed off. And I wonder if it's...
Or even if it's like in a separate space.
Yeah.
Not completely closed off, but they're bringing back the peninsula. Well, it's still,
yeah, the galley-style peninsula kitchen.
They're bringing it back.
Yeah, and I wonder if it's because, like, I mean, kitchens get messy. But
they're getting rid of, and a lot of the new builds, they're getting rid of a dining table designated family space for family meals. And that's a little bothersome.
while they're thinking about how they can save. So, like, if it's a 1,700 square foot house, they still want to give you three good sized bedrooms and two bathrooms and a okay sized living room. And the way they can do that is just say, here's an island to sit at.
But here's my thing.
Like, take out the island and put out... Who designs
these houses?
I mean, people who sell houses.
Well, are these people with families? Or are they people who are just not so everybody, busy that they don't
Not everybody sits around together. And has... I mean, that's a very rare concept today. People I'm sitting sad. Around a dinner table. But I mean, that's
sad.
Yeah. Don't take it up with me. People sit at islands. People have dinner trays that sit out there.
I also need builders to think about. That's back for the microwavable
meals back in the day.
I need these builders to think about, where are you going to put your Christmas tree? How are you going to do your Thanksgiving dinner? Well, like,
here's the thing. America's not that type of country anymore. I would like to know how many people put up a Christmas tree.
Like all of America, basically, unless you're a Jew.
Or Muslim or Hindu or Buddhist or all of the above.
Or Jehovah's Witness.
Do they not celebrate?
They don't celebrate any holiday.
Interesting.
Or birthdays.
Doesn't Seventh-day Adventist is the same. They don't celebrate birthdays.
I did not know.
Interesting. Well, this is not the theological podcast, but...
We're just contemplating who doesn't do these things.
Well, that's why they go to those long, like, those tall, skinny trees now. So you can
They're
save...
They're so ugly.
Yeah, you can save room.
I want a fat tree.
Yeah. Just put it Fluffy outside.
Fluffy and fat.
Just plant an evergreen tree.
No.
And then every year decorate it outside.
No.
And then just put their toys out there.
No.
Under the Christmas tree. But yeah, that's again things we look at when we go. If you were to go look at a house, I wonder what people would go look for. What is like what catches your eye? Like,
yeah,
I like this. Like, there's a house that has they're building houses now that have like doggy apartments underneath the stairs.
So weird.
Yeah, there's a lot of new builds around here that do like. Dog quarters.
Instead of doing that, can you just make it big enough so that when there's like a storm, we can get in there, please? Yeah,
under the stairs?
Yeah.
It's a good idea, actually. But the like closets under the stairs are a good place to go.
Yeah. And there's only one house we've seen that's done that.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Storage. Okay. What I'm looking for in a house, a place for my dining room table, a bonus room for homeschool space, and backyard.
Yeah.
A decent backyard. We have outside kids, and I need them to stay outside kids.
Yeah, in a neighborhood. And we thought we were country folks for a while, which I love the country. I love hunting. I love all things about it. We like walking, and most country houses don't offer walking.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be a busy highway at some point.
Yeah.
And then country homes usually don't provide neighbors, which we like neighbors because neighbors will they offer opportunities for us in our spiritual walk, but also for our kids to have friends to hang out with. So yeah, we live on a really cool street that offers that. So
yeah,
it is it's neato. So I love country living. It just plus this came to my mind the other day. It's like I don't have time for country living.
No.
Country living requires a lot of time, and I'm just not at that point in my life yet. I am trying to, we're trying to get after it.
We went into one house, and Matt goes, you know what, I think we're new build people.
We went to a really cool old house, and then to a big just abandoned house.
The looks on George's face said it all. Yeah,
it was like, what is that on the ground? Why does the floor look like this? And we're like, well, so I mean, funny. Probably because they had rugs and dogs peed on it was and then so it funny dry rotted.
She goes, I'm not moving here.
It's like they think we're not going to clean the house. We're just going to move in and let the mold spores get to them.
And even in the really cute 1890s house, she was like looking at the stairs and she goes, I'm not going up that.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
her face. I just need to start videoing her reactions.
But then we walk into the new build and it was like, this smells right. We need to be here.
There's no signs of animals here. Yeah. We're apparently not pet people anymore.
Well, there's just no signs of any creatures in the house.
But then Georgia also has a list of what she requires in a house.
Yeah.
And that is big backyard in her room.
Not even a big backyard, just a flat backyard to where
they can do something.
Yeah.
Go outside, breathe air.
Kick a ball.
But Georgia will not live in a house where her room is closest to the door.
Yeah.
If she is anywhere near a front door or a back door, she will not move there.
Yeah. So we like the two-story homes where all the bedrooms are upstairs.
Yeah. Like even getting her, we had to get Simply Safe.
Yeah.
For the house we're in, and their room is upstairs and our room is downstairs. And we had to get Simply Safe to make her feel better. But then doing school upstairs, when you're upstairs, you hear the AC make all the sounds and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she would be like, what was that? And I'm like, Georgia, we live in a neighborhood. You're going to hear, like, we live close to people. You can hear when people shut their door. Mm. I'm like, that's not our house. And so we got Simply Safe. And then we had to disable our Simply Safe.
Yeah.
Because it would just start, the wind would blow and it would make our
doors move.
Door alarms go off. And poor Georgia. Then our fire alarms started. The battery started dying in our fire alarms. So they would go off at like 4 or 5 a.m. every night.
Fire. Pew, wee,
wee. Georgia ran outside at 4 a.m. One time when that happened.
I mean, came downstairs freaking. It was not a good
poor
week.
Poor child.
Yeah.
It was.
It was horrible.
She's just.
Because we couldn't. And the ceilings in our house now are like, one of them's like 15 feet in the air and we can't get to it.
And one guy, maintenance guy that came to like change the batteries in it, he brought in a ladder and he goes, oh, I don't have a ladder tall enough to reach that.
Yeah.
And I just laughed. And Georgia's face in that moment was like, this is never going to go off, is it? It's going to go off every day for the rest of our time living here.
Yeah. So there is not benefits to high ceilings, and that's because they put things way up there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's all the news and notes we've been happening lately. But we're going to go ahead and end our episode for today because we got stuff going on.
So next week we will tell y'all how our first Pokemon Fest goes.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
It's going to be fun.
But yeah, we encourage you to be positive. Talk about the wins you've had in your life lately, what you've been doing. Encourage people around you and be prepared to buy snacks for kids that come over to your house. So yeah, have a great week. Bye.
Bye.